Chief, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing fantastic. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing very, very well. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
You're very welcome.
Wanted you to come on the program and talk about there's been a string of robberies that have occurred in the last week or 10 days. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Wild Wild West, as one of these guys put a mask over his face, a bandana, if you will. And I remember us talking about earlier this summer when there were some murders that occurred, and you wanted me to get the word out that these were unrelated and just some things that happen when people kind of do bad things.
Sure.
Where do we stand with these robberies?
Well, thank you, first of all, Tony, for having me on the show this morning. And you're right. We've seen 13 armed robberies in our city, in the Tri-County area here, since November 1st. It's been a little bit of an increase since last year. We've identified probably at least three different groups that are hitting our local businesses. The good news is that we've made some arrests. We made an arrest last week where we were able to arrest a Mr. Benson, who was charged with an armed robbery from the dollar store that occurred on November 16th, the Family Dollar Store at 5800 block of South Pennsylvania. And even better news is going to come out today. We have two people in custody over the weekend on some armed robbery charges. We will be taking those cases over to the prosecutor's office this morning and requesting warrants, so hopefully we'll be able to release their names this afternoon. And that's going to help clear up several of the armed robberies that we have had since November 1st. And then finally, we believe that there is a third group still out there working. We're working hard. We're working with our law enforcement partners, Lansing Township, Eaton County, and Ingham County, who have also experienced some of these armed robberies. So we're making progress. It's been a lot of great police work, been a lot of help from the community, some great witnesses, and people have all rallied together to help us solve these armed robberies.
Chief, what happens when you get a string of incidents like this? Do you get together with a task force? Do you have a force already together that gets together when situations like this arise?
Absolutely, Tony. We've got a wonderful communication line with our law enforcement partners. We meet monthly, weekly, daily at times to discuss trends in crime patterns that are going on. And when these things start happening, the phones even light up even quicker by sharing information and talking back and forth and putting together patterns and trying to identify those.
Chief, these seem to be unrelated, like several happen with different groups. Is this due just to tough economic times? Is it because it's the holiday season, or are these just bad guys and this is what they do?
You know what, Tony? It could be a number of things. Certainly economics. It could be 'tis the season to rob. It could be that they're prior felons. There's various reasons, why these things occur. And to be able to say it occurred for a specific reason I would not be able to do that. But they occur for various reasons, and I'm just happy and thankful that we're all working together to get these solved.
Chief, I recently saw a story how some arrests were made when some individuals were stealing copper that was worth thousands and thousands of dollars. I believe that happened in Bath Township. Does that happen in the Lansing area also?
Oh, absolutely. We've had, over the course of the last couple of years, we've had some copper thefts recently. And again, we work collaboratively with our jurisdiction neighbors from law enforcement communities and trying to solve together and see if they're the same people. Crime knows no boundaries. Crime's not doesn't just pertain to the city of Lansing. So we work with them.
Chief, I wanted to get your take on medical marijuana facilities. A lot of them are popping up on Michigan Avenue. I believe there are 7 to 10 now. I know that the Lansing City Council, as well as East Lansing, is wrestling with how to regulate these, if you will, with the proper ordinances. I know that they are legal if they follow the rules and regulations set forth by the state. Where does your department stand on that, and how are you assisting City Council in setting up those new ordinances?
That's a great question, Tony. Medical marijuana is, you know, I think we're all trying to struggle to wrap our arms around that subject matter, but we're tasked with enforcing the law. And currently we have to enforce the state laws that are on the book and, of course, city ordinances that are on the book. So we're listening, we're being supportive, we're waiting to see what comes out of council's decision in terms of moratorium, and then we'll go from there.
Is this a big hassle for you, though, that you've got so many issues going on and to have to monitor these types of businesses? Does that put stress and strain on your staff?
No, not at all. I don't think it's a big hassle. It's just part of what we do. It's part of the day-to-day business. And just, again, working through this with council and the county prosecutor to see what we come up with.
In talking about these medicinal marijuana facilities, I'm from the Mount Clemens area, which is near Detroit. They've had a lot of challenges with these types of businesses being robbed of marijuana and funds, and some violent crimes being committed when these crimes are engaged in. Have you seen any situations like that here in Lansing?
You know what? We're aware of that. We have had a couple of crimes around some of the marijuana businesses, but we're concerned. I mean, we're always concerned about crime in our community, crime in our neighborhoods. So we try to keep our finger on the pulse and be proactive. We've got 18 to 20 patrol cars working out on the streets every night. We're vigilant, and we're trying to work with our partners to keep crime down.
Chief, anything else new and newsy going on?
No, we had a great weekend, Tony. We did a Shop with a Cop, where we partnered with 100 youth, 100 law enforcement officers, and $100 per kid. And we got to go to Walmart on Saturday, and we had an absolute blast. So, you know, it was a great weekend, and catching some bad guys and putting some smiles on kids' faces is just very rewarding.
Chief, as far as you know, where are we in the process of finalizing having a permanent police chief?
Well, I know there's a process going on. I know that they've accepted applications and they've met with the community, so I guess now it's just to the part of interviews at some point here in the near future.
And are you interested in that job?
Yes, sir, I am.
And I would think that it's a good thing getting some on-the-job experience, if you will.
Yes, it's been a busy 9 months, but we've had a great time and things are going very well.
What's the part of the job, Chief, that you didn't expect or didn't see coming when you stepped into those shoes as the interim police chief?
Probably the biggest. I'd say the hardest part is just it's fluid. It's moving all the time. There's always something going on. There's not a lot of downtime. So sometimes you gotta shift at a rapid pace just to keep up with things.
Do you miss being in the field or being part of investigations, or do you still kind of keep your hands on the pulse of some of those activities?
Excellent question, Tony. I'm very fortunate. I'm able to keep my hand on the pulse of some of those things, and I've got great captains out there and great leadership team, and they keep me well informed, and I'm very fortunate.
All right. Well, some arrests have been made. I imagine those press releases will be going out soon. Will you have a press conference earlier or later on today, or are you just going to release the press information?
I suspect we'll just release the press information.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Chief. Keep up the great work. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.